You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God and about how it empowers you, how it'll take you to a fear-free life. And I want to show you some other reasons. You know, I think that this is kind of, it's definitely important in our walk of faith because I don't know about you, but most of the time, if I hear something that's too good to be true, I have a question. And the question is, what's the catch? What is the catch? And let's just look at the scripture we're talking about here, 1 John 4:16. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, for he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Now, notice here that you have to know and believe the love of God. And one of the reasons that faith becomes difficult for people is because they read these promises that are honestly too good to be true. They're outlandish in their love and their commitment to us. And they're reading there, and their head kind of goes tilt, and it's hard to release their faith because on the inside of them, they're asking the question, what's the catch? I'm sure I'm not the only person out there that has gotten an email from a Nigerian prince that somehow, or someone, in the England or something, and somehow they came across millions of dollars, and they're willing to share it with me. and so every time you hear something like that is, oh yeah, I've got millions of dollars, and I want to give you part of it. Your question is, okay, what's up? What's going on? What's the catch? Right? And see, that's where what happens with people when they start believing God, because there's a part of their brain that's going, why would he do this for me? Why would he heal me? Why you don't understand who I am and what I've done. Why would he heal me? Why would he save me? Why would he bless and prosper me? Why would he help me in these things? And, you know, the only thing I can tell you is people do crazy things when they're in love. You know, I remember when years ago when I was in college, and I had a friend, and he fell in love with this girl. And I have to be honest, nobody liked this girl. Nobody. In fact, I think that her parents were grateful to get her to go to college just to get him away from them, because she was mean. She was nasty. And, you know, she just, you know, I couldn't see why anybody would date her. I mean, she wasn't good looking either. And the only reason I bring that up is I've seen some guys, because they wanted a good looking girlfriend, put up with, you know, somebody that would mistreat them. But that wasn't true either. And my friend was a really, really good guy. And he would spend, now I know some of you probably don't remember this, but there used to be a day we used to pay for something actually called long distance. Long distance used to be a thing, and long distance used to be expensive. And there were several times he would ask to borrow money because he'd spent thousands of dollars, not really borrow, he wanted me to give it to him, but thousands, back when I was protecting people and stuff, thousands of dollars every month calling this girl. Okay, she was there at school, and then she wasn't there at school for a while. And I'd say, why are you spending all this money on this girl of all people? And he'd say, because I love her. And he'd stand there, and he'd look sheepish, and he'd kind of look down to the ground, and he'd move his foot around, because I love her. And she would be mean to him, and he would stay with her, and I'd say, why are you staying with this girl after what she's doing? Because I love her. And you know, at one point he was going to marry her, and he was talking about marrying her, and he bought her this really expensive ring and sold stuff and did everything he could. I said, why are you spending this money on this girl? Because I love her. And it wasn't just me. We had lots of friends that are like, what is going on? Why this girl? You're a nice guy. And he was driving home. You know, we were at school in Georgia. He was driving home, I think it was to Virginia or Maryland or somewhere, to see this girl. Hours. And if he hadn't have been brilliant, he'd have flunked out of school. But every time she would act ugly, every time she would be mean, every time she'd do something, I'm thinking, finally, this might be the time he throws her to the side, gets her away from him. And he wouldn't. And you know what his answer was? Because I love her. Now, thank God he didn't end up marrying her. The Lord got a hold of him, and he saw things for what they were. But, man, I just kept every time, because I love her. And since then, I've done crazy things when I was in love. When I first met my wife, and even to this day sometimes if I'm around the world, we'll talk to weird hours in the morning. When we first met, we would be up all night and have early morning meetings. And somebody said, why did you stay on the phone all night when you knew you had this important meeting? Because I love her. Because I love Terry. I would fly home, and still to this day, I remember several times I've actually flown home to only be there for a few hours just to see her. People say, why would you put your body through that? Because I love her. Because I love her. And people do wild things when they're in love. And so anytime you ask the question, or somebody, you know, the devil tries to get you to doubt whether God is going to move, why do you believe God would help you? Just imagining your Lord standing there. Maybe even, you know, he's just sitting there and he's, because I love him. Why do you believe God would help you? Because he loves me. Yeah, but look at the dumb stuff you've done. I know it. And you still believe he'll help you? Yes. Why? Because he loves me. And see, that's what he would say if I asked him. So they've done wrong? Yes. And you're still going to help them? Yes. Why? Because I love them. The Lord loves you. That's the catch. He wants you. He's in love with you. He desires to help you. And as long as, once you begin to understand that, once you do begin to understand that the only reason you have those promises, God didn't have to give you his word in order to make promise to you. He's not a liar. He did it for you. Here in, let's look here right quick at Hebrews. And this is something that I used to struggle with. I remember walking the floor, and as I'm walking the floor and I'm quoting the word, and it's almost like I'm trying to convince God through his own word to help me. And then finally the Lord said to me today, he goes, why do you think you have those promises? You keep quoting into me like you're trying to convince me. Who do you think promised them? And then he said, why do you think you have those promises? He said, because I love you, and those are the things I wanted you to have. And notice here what it says about the word. It says, for when God made promise to Abraham, we're in Hebrews 6 in verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. That is awesome, right? That there wasn't anyone greater than him to swear by. Saying, surely I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promises. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Okay, so when a man swears an oath, it's supposed to end all dispute, right? So it says, thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel. In other words, the unchangeableness, the sureness, the steadfastness of his word, he's confirmed it by an oath. In other words, he's not giving an oath because he needs it. He gave us an oath because we needed it. Because with man, an oath is the end of all dispute. God doesn't need to swear by an oath because God cannot lie. In fact, then it says here exactly that. It says, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we have strong consolation. We have fled for refuge and lay hold of the hope that is set before us. That hope that is set before us is the promise. That's what to expect. Bible hope means to expect. Then it says, this hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. In other words, he gave you his word to anchor your mind. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. He gave you his word to anchor your soul. He didn't need to promise. He didn't need to swear by an oath. He didn't need to make covenant. He didn't need it. He doesn't lie. It was going to be true whether he swore it or not. But why did he swear it? Why did he promise it? Why do you have this covenant in the blood of Jesus? Because he was in love and he wanted to end all dispute. All dispute, will God do this or won't he? Well, he swore by an oath. He didn't do it for himself. He did it for you. He did it because he loved you so much. He wanted you to have these things and swore it. When you pray the word, which I encourage you to do, I encourage you to walk the floor and quote the word. But understand, you are not moving God with his word. He has already moved. That's why he gave you his word. You don't have to convince him to help. He's already convinced to help. That's why he gave you his word, to convince you to receive his help. And when you walk the floor and you quote the word and you confess the word, you're not changing God, you're changing you. You're also telling this creation to line up with what God has said. You're renewing your mind to, this is what my Father wants for me. My Father loves me. My Father cares about me. My Father wants to help me, so much so that he swore it. God is in love with you. Why would God do this for me? Because he's in love. Yeah, but I've done stupid stuff. And he's sitting there saying, yeah, I know it, but I love you. Stay tuned for these important announcements, but never doubt God's love for you.
Attention, faithful men of God. Mark your calendars and get prepared. This October 10th, 11th, and 12th, Kurt Owen Ministries will be hosting the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's advance will be taking place at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain. These powerful, faith-filled 3 days in October will include anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, along with Pastor Patrick Odeling. These meetings will remind us that God's word in our mouths is just as powerful as God's word in his mouth. It really is. You owe it to yourself to get these messages down inside of you so that when you speak to any mountain in your life, that mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this faith advance. So save the dates and keep listening. Registration will be opening soon. You do not want to miss this tremendously powerful weekend. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost,